Crucial announcements on the commercialisation of wave and tidal power, which is going to be really important for that industry in Scotland and the fund that's available. On the infrastructure fund, which allows the development of offshore wind. On a specific proposal in terms of the River Cart and Renfrew, which is going to allow Steel Engineering, one of the emerging Scottish companies who are taking advantage of this sector, to that tributary of the Clyde, to once again be part of the reindustrialisation of Scotland. And a research project on carbon capture, which is one of the key areas where Scotland can lead the world. And we hope and believe that if we can deploy this successfully in Grangemouth and Peterhead, that perhaps we'll have 12,000 jobs in that industry over the next 10 years or so. So this is big stakes we're playing for now, and really, really important that we're driving it forward.
Fantastic. I mean, you've seen you here last year, this year, it's kind of bigger and better.
Well, it's 8,000 people will be going through this conference in the next couple of days. And I mean, that just indicates, you know, this was a totally wee conference a few years back when it decided to come to Aberdeen. But now we're in a changed world where renewables are very much part of the firmament, very much part of the energy mix. I've been preaching for some time, and I think it's now generally understood that, you know, it's the oil and gas areas like Scotland who have got a specific responsibility to develop low-carbon technologies and also to develop renewables. And some of the wealth of human experience and human capital which we've invested in the waters around Scotland in oil and gas can be mobilised to be useful for the marine revolution that's taking place in renewables. So we have so many advantages. We've got the resource, we've got the people, we've got the expertise, and we must push ahead to win the jobs.
So the £18 million Marine Energy Fund, could you just tell us about what that's going to go towards?
Well, that's about commercialisation. I mean, we've got various industries at various stages just now. If we take offshore wind, for example, now we're in the stage where key companies are committed to Scotland, Samsung, Mitsubishi, Gamesa, where deployments are taking place, turbine manufacturers are announcing thousands of new jobs in Scotland. So that industry is pretty well developed, and as long as the UK government doesn't disrupt the support mechanism, then we should be in a good position to see the jobs that we want. Wave and tidal are a bit behind that. They're at a demonstrator phase. Now we've got, there are more wave and tidal machines now being deployed in the waters around Scotland at research stage, at development stage, than in the rest of the world put together. So we lead the world in wave and tidal power. But the key now is to bring these machines from the research stage and the demonstrator stage into commercial deployment. And this is what this Marine Energy Fund is about. It's about taking the technology that we're establishing and bringing it to commercial development. Now, some of the machines we now have are approaching that. I mean, Hammerfest, the Scottish Power machine, for example, has gone from its successful demonstration in E-Day to a deployment in Islay, and hopefully to full commerciality